Bill, your background was not in the theater or the arts. You were a very successful businessman. You and your wife are wonderful philanthropists, good Atlanta citizens. Why write a play?
Well, the quick answer would be, why not? Basically, I've spent a number of years of my life telling stories about my mother. And Peg said, you know, you're a good storyteller. You ought to do a book or do a play.
Why did you give it the title Two Drink Minimum?
Oh, every Sunday I would call my mother, and I always have one drink before I'd call her and then one to stay on the call. And that's the perfect title, Two Drink Minimum.
So the play is about his son's relationship with his mother,
Correct.
You're the son. How does the story unfold?
Well, it really is me telling a story, reminiscing of the car rides home when I was a young lad of 8, 9, 10 years old when I used to be an altar boy. And my mother would pick me up after evening church services. And she would tell me her philosophy of life. And the story goes from those two, living at home with my mother and, you know, becoming the caretaker of her, the house, and
if you needed a drink before you called your mother and while you were on the phone with your mother must not have been an easy person to live with or be with.
There were some strenuous moments most of the time. She was tough. She had her views on life, and no one was going to change those views. You know, after my dad died, every time I would date a girl, I went through the Miranda questioning. You know, what's her name? You know, what religion is she? You know, oh, you don't want to marry her because you'll be trouble because, you know, she wasn't right religion, the right ethnic background, or they were divorced. You name it, there was a reason, you know. And so finally, after the third, and I did this in the play, after the third one, it was, what'd you do? I went out. What'd you see? Nobody. Good night. You know, I always said she had a PhD in guilt.
So then was writing it redemptive?
I was actually listening to NPR while I was walking in downtown Atlanta, listening to Terry Gross. And I wish I could remember who she was interviewing, but whoever it was having a similar conversation about writing a book and a story. And the person called it their eulogy. And for some reason, the light went on in my head and said, you know, this is kind of my eulogy to my mother. As often as I've read the play, as I wrote and edited and so forth, when I did one reading, when I got to the scene where she had her final stroke, at that moment in time, I had to catch my breath. Wow, this is real. She always said, there's going to be another depression. Just mark my words, you wait long enough, there's going to be another depression. And she'd be reading the Saturday paper, Sunday paper when she'd come visit, and there were all the brochures on, you know, sales at Kmart and Walmart and blah, blah, blah. See, there's going to be a depression. Look at all these sales. When we did clean out her house, oh, Lordy, the stuff that she had stored from that depression mentality, she had, without exaggeration, 45 to 55 pounds of dishwasher detergent. Did not own a dishwasher.